Thank you, Sister Collins, for sharing that song with us today. I'm glad that Jesus came. If it were not for what he did, we'd be lost without any hope. I want to ask for your prayers today. I always need the Lord's help. And I'd like to read some scripture today from Isaiah chapter 25. If you have your Bibles and would like to read along with me, turn to Isaiah chapter 25. And I want to begin reading with the first verse. Isaiah chapter 25, beginning with verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord will wipe away all tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And I'm going to stop my reading there with those eight verses. And I want to share with you the thought that the Lord has placed upon my heart today. And I want to direct your attention back to some things that are recorded in the fourth verse that I read concerning the Lord God, that he is a strength to the poor, that he is a strength to the needy in distress, that he is a refuge from the storm. He is a shadow from the heat. And I would like to use the title today, God is Our Refuge. And we find those words recorded in the scriptures. And I believe that this thought is something certainly that's very worthy of our consideration, because the Bible many times, and I will share some of them with you today, not nearly all of them, but the Bible many times in many different places throughout the scriptures, we find God referred to in this way. We find God referred to as a refuge. And David seemed to have a tendency in his writings to make mention of that several times, because most of the places throughout the scriptures where you find this recorded, you find it recorded in the Psalms. David referred several times in the Psalms to God being his refuge and also his strength. And so when we think about that, about God being that to his people, a refuge really has a very simple definition. A refuge is simply a shelter or a protection from danger or distress. A refuge is a place where you can go and feel safety. It's a place where you can go and feel like that you are safe from whatever may be bothering you or whatever may be harmful to you. If you go someplace for a refuge, then you feel like you are protected from those things. And we find, as I mentioned David, we find him praying many times. And Brother Wheat mentioned in the Sunday school lesson up here this morning how that oftentimes in the Psalms, when you read about David, you would read about him crying out to the Lord for help. And we read about that many times in the Psalms that he wrote about David. Though he was an accomplished soldier, though he was a man of war, and he was, for many years, he was the leader of the army of Israel, and yet we don't find him relying upon his military knowledge or his, ability as a soldier. We find David so often praying that God would deliver him from the hands of his enemies. And so David not only wrote about God being his refuge, but he practiced that. He went to the Lord when he was when he was being pursued for a good while by Saul, when Saul was so jealous of David, and it was, oftentimes it was God that David would turn to God for protection and for God to deliver him from the hands of the wicked king Saul. And so God is that to us as his people. And perhaps one of the most common places that we might think of is the 46th Psalm. Because there in the beginning of that psalm, the psalmist simply said, God is our refuge and strength. And again, remember what a refuge is, what a refuge means. It means a place to go where you can be protected from dangers. So God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And so when we, and I know that many of you have experienced this in your walk with God, that when you go to that sanctuary, when you go to God as your refuge, that he can overshadow you and he can drive away the fear that is in us. And when you think about children, and that's what we are God's children. And when he sees us, that's what he sees his children. And I believe that we can see from a natural standpoint, we can see, children by their very nature, when they become scared, when something frightens them, what do they often do? I mean, the first thing that a child will often do when something scares them is run to their parents. They will run to them. They'll run to their father, to their mother, seeking protection. I know that I experienced this, many times when my children were growing up. When something would scare them, they would come to us, and they were seeking safety. They were, coming to somebody that they thought would be able to protect them. Now, certainly we cannot protect our children the way that God can. There is no refuge like the Lord, but any parent that loves their children will try their very best to protect them and to try to, embrace them and try to help them to get over their fear and help them to feel safe. And God will certainly do that for his children, and he has done that all down through the ages of time. God is our refuge. He's our refuge. He is our place of safety. He is our shelter from the storm. And we think about that good old hymn that we hear from time to time concerning that, about the song about God keeping us safe until the storm passes by. And there certainly are many storms that we face in life. There's a lot of things, we live in a world where we know trouble. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. We live in a world where we know heartache. We know pain on many different levels. We know pain from a natural standpoint and from an emotional standpoint, and we just know pain in this life. This world is not pain-free, is it? There's a world that's coming that is. There's a world that's coming that the Bible teaches us the things that we face here will be no more, and we won't have to deal with those things here. But as long as we walk here, we're going to experience things that hurt us. We're going to experience things that bother us and things that frighten us. And I'm glad that we have God to run to. And I'm thankful for the refuge and for the safety that the Lord can make us feel when we do go to him. And I have some scriptures that I want to share with you concerning this from the 57th Psalm in the first verse. It says, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed." How many times in your life have you been able to relate to what the psalmist said there? That you have run to God, that you have run to him for shelter, that you've run to him for sanctuary, that you have run to him for refuge, and just prayed that God would just take you in and would just hide you and embrace you and give you grace and keep you safe until these calamities that were facing you would be past. I love the analogy that the psalmist used in that when he prayed that God would hide him under the shadow of his wings. And we know that that's what a bird will do with their young. They will, oftentimes when their young are in a nest, and they, if a bird believes that there's any danger at all, they will cover their baby birds with the shadow of their wings. And that's the way that David spoke about God here, that he would just hide us under the shadow of his wings. I'll tell you what, when we are under the shadow of God's wings, we are safe from the devil. We are. And we know that the devil will try to do all that he can to afflict our lives. We know that he will do all that he can to influence us in an evil way. And I'll tell you what, when we are being tempted of him, when the devil is tempting us with evil, there's not a better thing that you can do than run to God for safety. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. I don't know how many times through the years trying to serve as a pastor. I don't know how many times that someone has come to me to talk to me and said, I have this going on in my life, or I have this situation. And oftentimes, I'll tell you what, there's just a lot of bad things that can happen to us in this life. And it's going to be that way all of our days on earth. And so people come and they say, Pastor, this has happened in my family, or this has happened. And you know, what am I going to do? And I've never found anything better to advise anybody with than to tell them, just take it to the Lord. I'll tell you, nobody can help us the way that God can. You know, we need each other. We certainly do. We need each other. But our counsel and our advice can only go so far. And we are instructed in the Word of God to do all that we can to help one another and to comfort one another. But I'll tell you what, we cannot comfort each other the way that the Lord can. The Bible says He is the God of all comfort. And so in times, you know, it may be sickness. It may be turmoil within your family. There's so many different things that we can face in this life. But I'm telling you that God has grace that is sufficient for every one of them. God can sustain us in all of our trials, in all of our heartaches. He can give us sanctuary, and He can give us safety, and He can give us peace until the storm passes by. I'm so glad that God is able to do that for His children. I've had to put it to the test, and God always comes through. You know, I'll tell you what, the truth is, we're going to let each other down. There are going to be times when we're just simply going to let each other down. There are going to be times when perhaps we are seeking an answer maybe from somebody and they just don't seem to have the answer, and we might think, well, I would have thought perhaps that person may have been able to help me more. We are just going to disappoint each other from time to time. I don't believe there's ever been a human relationship where in one way or another, at some point in time, that one person did not in some way disappoint the other person, because we're just not perfect. We're not perfect. But I'm going to tell you something of a truth today. I mean, God knows my heart. I'm telling you that God has never disappointed me in any way. I have never found a time, no matter what the situation was, I've never found a time when I would really turn to God and really embrace this thought that God is my refuge, God is my strength. I've never found a time when He didn't have the answer to my question. I've never found a time when He didn't have grace sufficient for my problem. I've never found a time when God could not comfort me and give me peace. He always comes through. The devil, no matter what he does, God can always outdo him. Greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world. Listen to these beautiful words recorded in Psalm 91 in verses 2 through 5. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. What did the 46th Psalm say? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. And, you know, he mentions some things in that psalm that could certainly bring fear to a person. But he said, as long as we are relying upon God, as long as we are looking to God to be our refuge and strength, we won't fear even though the earth be removed. I'll tell you what, I remember when I was lost, I remember when I used to hear preachers preach about how that God would come one day, how that the Lord Jesus Christ would return one day, and that when he does, he will bring an end to this world and all things in this world. I used to hear those sermons about how that one day that God would rain down upon this world with fire and brimstone, and the elements were going to melt with fervent heat, and the world was going to be burned up, and those things would just put a horrible fear within me. But I'll tell you, I can face them now because I know that when it comes, it'll be all right. God is my hiding place. In the sixth chapter of Revelation, we read about that, about how that one day when the Lord comes, that the sun will become as black as that cloth of hair, that the moon will be turned to blood, that the stars will begin to fall from heaven, and that those that are not prepared will begin to pray that the rocks and mountains fall on them and hide them from the face of the Lord. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? But I'll tell you something, sinner. You can't hide from God. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can hide in him. He is my hiding place, my refuge and my strength. David said in the 27th Psalm, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Isn't it great? Isn't it great that God can drive away fear? Psalm 62, verses 7 and 8. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in the Lord at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. God is a place of safety for us. And I suppose that what I would like to do in this more than anything today is to remind all of the saints of God that we are his children. We have a heavenly Father that cares about us and that has said that we can come to him and we can cast all of our care upon him because he cares for us. God cares about us as his children. God is concerned about our lives. God is there when we are afraid. He is there when we are troubled. He is there when we have something that needs to be fixed. And so anything that you have today on your plate, anything that's distressing you, anything that's bothering you, anything that's challenging you, anything that's causing you to be afraid, you just take that and you run to God with it. And you say, Lord, just spread your wings and hide me under the shadow of your great wings. Cover me with your feathers until the storm subsides. God can do that. I'll tell you the truth. And I believe there's many people here that feel this very way. If you want to talk to me anytime, just call me. I'll do the very best that I can to try to answer any question that you may have. I truly will. But I want you to know that I'm so limited. I'm just so limited. We all are, aren't we? We can only take one another so far. But God doesn't know any limits. He doesn't know any boundaries. There's nothing that God can do. I'm telling you today, there's not a problem that you can ever have in life that God cannot fix. He has the power to fix whatever that it is that faces us. You know what? He may not always do for us what we think He should do. He may not always answer our prayers the way that we think that they should be answered. You know, we have evidence in the Scripture with the Apostle Paul. We have evidence of Paul with a physical ailment, praying to God, three times praying to God and asking Him that He would remove it from him. And that just wasn't God's will. But God assured Paul that His grace was sufficient for him. Sometimes, like the old song says, sometimes He calms the storm. Sometimes He just calms me. Sometimes the storm rages on, but I have the sweetest peace. You ever felt that? You know, you go to God, He doesn't take away the problem, but He just gives you peace and gives you grace that can just make you forget all about it. I'm glad that God can bring us to the point where we can say, Lord, whatever your will, just let it be done in my life. Jesus was facing a hard trial there in Gethsemane. It was hard. He prayed. The Bible says His sweat became as great drops of blood falling to the ground, and He prayed as He was getting ready to give His life for the sins of the world. It was very difficult for Him, but God brought Him to the point where He was just able to say, Lord, let Your will be done and not mine. God can do that for us in the things that we face. He can bring us to the point and give us peace that it'll all be well. It'll all be well. And I thank God so many times in this life for being my refuge and my strength. I thought when I was studying, I thought that we need to pray for Brother Johnny, for Sister Lori, for Tyler, Travis, we need to pray that God will just spread His wings over them, don't we? We need to pray for all of our brothers, our sisters that are bereaved, that are sick, that God will just be their refuge and their strength, because He can certainly do that. Trust in the Lord at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is our refuge. Amen. Thank you for listening. Anybody have anything on your heart?